That was a blessing. I've enjoyed the whole night. Enjoyed it all. It's amazing not only the singing part of it, but when you stop for a moment on your way out tonight, look in the hallway at some of the artwork, the pen and ink, the drawings, because there's a lot of good items out there. Hope that you'll take a minute and look at that. I understand the lateness of the hour, but I want you to stand just for a moment, stretch your legs. You've been sitting for a while. I got just a little bit to say tonight. We'll go home, all right? Look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 1. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse number 1. Read one verse, have you be seated, and speak for a few moments on the subject, entitlement or desire. Entitlement or desire. Chapter 18 of Proverbs, verse 1. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Thank you. Be seated. You stretch your legs for just a moment. The Proverbs is a great book for young people. There are many one-verse principles that challenge the child of God, especially young people. And this verse deals with the subject of desire. Desire. Now, I don't think it comes as any surprise to you that we are living in the land and the age of entitlements. Entitlements. The average mentality of people today is that because they are living in America, they are entitled to that which is the American way of life. If Americans have a car, I am entitled to one also. If Americans have a house, I am entitled to one as well. If Americans have a cell phone, then I should have one of those. If Americans have health insurance, then I should be included in that as well. It doesn't matter that some worked for theirs, bought for it, and paid for it, and that the other guy doesn't work. He is entitled to what the guy that does work has. Now, that mentality is accommodated by a government that is more than happy to implement programs that transfer money from those who have earned it to people who have not earned it. It's called entitlement. Never mind that one group worked for what they have, the other group is entitled to the same. I believe the liberal crowd, if they could, might write a book entitled, "I Am Entitled, and So Are You." I'd like to write a book called, "I'm Not Entitled, and Neither Are You, So Get Over It." Now, that's a permeating our land today. And by the way, it will soon be the destruction of this country. There's only so much blood in that turnip. And they'll soon bankrupt this thing, no doubt about it. Entitlements. Now, even some of God's people feel like they are entitled to a good life. You know, we're saved. We go to church. We are good citizens. And so we are entitled to a good life because we live here in America. And if we don't get it, we don't understand why we don't get it, why we're not enjoying it, and surely there is someone to blame because I am not living the thing that I'm entitled to. I'm not having a good life. I have to wonder if the entitlement mentality has reached down to high school graduates. Hey, I went to school. I got my diploma. I put my time in. Now I am entitled to a good job. I should have access to any college that I want to go to, and I should be guaranteed good success. You know, I've got my diploma. I'm entitled to that. And when things don't work out, I got to find somebody to blame. Because I don't do well in college, or I can't get into a certain school, or I can't get into the military, or I'm real confused about my future, I have to blame this or I have to blame something. There's something I've got to blame. It's the school. It's the school's fault because it's not accredited. And my diploma is from an unaccredited institution. Because it is, I cannot do the things that I feel like I am entitled to do and entitled to have. I wasted my time because the school I went to is not accredited. If it had only been accredited, I could have had anything I want and am entitled to. I'm going to tell you something tonight. You listen very carefully. A stamp of accreditation on a school diploma from anywhere doesn't guarantee anybody or entitle anybody to anything. Nothing. But now that is the going thing to blame among some losers. The school I went to is not accredited. I'm sorry, but I don't read anything about accreditation in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. I read instead about this thing called desire. Desire. You know what you are entitled to, young person? When you graduate from high school, you are entitled to have a desire. You're entitled to have a dream. You're entitled to have a goal. You're entitled to have vision. You're entitled to have grit. You're entitled to have a good work ethic. You're entitled to study. You're entitled to get your fingernails dirty. You're entitled to grow up. You're entitled to work and persevere and through desire reach your goal. I don't care if you have an accredited diploma. I'm not going to give you something because you got an accredited diploma. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to earn it. The Bible says, through desire, a man having separated himself, intermeddleth with all wisdom. I'll tell you what desire does. Desire causes a young man to quit hanging out at the pool hall and study. Desire causes a young man to quit playing the Xbox till 1 or 2 in the morning and study. Causes a young woman to quit partying and start intermeddling with wisdom and knowledge and hitting the books. Friend, I want to tell you something. You are making an excuse for yourself by saying, I can't get done what I want to get done. I can't be what I want to be because my diploma didn't come from an accredited institution. I guess the flip side of that thing is everybody's diploma that comes from an unaccredited institution gets everything they want. Right? You know, I'm not preaching to the kids in school tonight. I'm preaching to some of the ones who graduated. I'm tired of this. And I'm calling you out on it tonight. If you can't get what you want, Buster, it's because you're not putting the work into it. I won't stand for it. I know the time, I know the effort, I know the energy that these teachers put into being here day after day, hour after hour, and for very little compensation and putting into their classroom for people to graduate from here. And because they don't study, because they'd rather play pool and hang out and play Xbox till 2 in the morning and doing work and then instead of working and studying and then blaming an unaccredited school for their lack of success. You're a buzzard. I didn't stutter. You're a buzzard. My brother Tim went to Bob Jones University before Bob Jones University had any kind of accreditation. I guess now they're accredited. I think in 2005 they applied for it, and in 2006 they received some type of an accreditation certificate or whatever they do like that from the right agencies. But he went there before there was ever any accreditation at Bob Jones University and graduated with a degree in chemistry. He was accepted as a postgraduate student in the doctoral program at Clemson University and went on to get his doctor's degree and has made a pretty good living for himself coming out of an unaccredited university. Because he worked, he studied, he applied, he stayed up. Instead of playing Xbox, he was working equations that filled up entire notebooks. He applied himself, he worked and worked and was diligent and persevered. And you know what? He's living the American dream today because he's worked for it all of his life and studied for it without an accredited diploma. It's called laziness. It's called entitlement mentality. Let me tell you what's revealing, people. Let me tell you what's revealing. What's revealing is high scores on the Iowa Basic Skills Test, high ACT scores, and low report card grades. Think about that for a minute. What that tells me? The goods are there. The character's lost. Because they can't do homework. They don't turn it in on time. They don't pass their tests. They don't finish their assignments. Those are the things you have to do to get a good grade on a report card. You have to work. Oh, you just show up, take a test, and do well on it. Get a good grade. Because the goods are there. But when it comes down to getting a good grade on a report card, doing the homework, finishing the assignment, studying for tests, turning the work in on time, friend, that's called work. That's called getting your fingernails dirty. That's what some of you are missing. Now, what every graduate needs who comes out of our unaccredited school is the matter of desire. Desire goes a long way to helping people achieve their goals. You get after it. You study. You work. You persevere. And I'm going to tell you something. You can have what you want to have. Nobody's going to hand it to you. Have you ever gone to Atlanta, Georgia? You've had the opportunity maybe to visit a wonderful place called the Varsity. Right off I-75 in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, right across the interstate from Georgia Tech University. It is the hot dog capital of the world. If you like hot dogs, friend, you need to go to the Varsity. They use a ton of onions every day. They use 2,500 pounds of potatoes every day. They cook 15,000 hamburgers, and they cook enough hot dogs that if they were laid end to end, they would stretch for 2 miles. They cook 5,000 fried pies. Chili is made at 50 gallons at a time. It all started when Frank Gordy was a student at Georgia Tech and he wasn't doing well on his grades, and a professor told him that he was never going to make it, you ought to just quit and go start a hot dog stand. He went across the interstate and started the Varsity, which today is the world's largest hot dog stand. You know what that's called? That's called desire. Frank Gordy lived in the age of no entitlements, but he did have a great desire. Through desire, a man separateth himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. I am tired up to my neck of hearing lazy people blame an unaccredited diploma for their lack of progress. I won't stand for it. I'm here tonight on behalf of the good teachers and administration of Faith Baptist Academy and other Christian schools that are not accredited to tell you, friend, yeah, you may have to go take a GED. You may have to work a little bit harder, but that's not going to hurt you. The only way you'll never achieve anything is if you're just hanging out at the pool hall or playing Xbox. Don't blame it on an unaccredited. All of you young people coming out of Faith Baptist Academy this year, you seven seniors, saw you up here standing up here a little while ago singing that song, Bless My Heart. Bless My Heart. Just because you don't have an unaccredited diploma, just because you do have an unaccredited diploma, that doesn't mean that you're bound for second-class citizenship and you can't ever be anything. You know, we got graduates that come back and say, you know, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was the education I got at Faith Baptist Church. Graduates who are positioned in good-paying jobs and careers. And then I got these other pinheads who are blaming their lack of success on their unaccredited diploma. Now you tell me, which is it? Can't be both, folks. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's lack of character. It's lack of work ethic. It's lack of putting your nose to the grindstone. It's lack of getting your fingernails dirty. It's like it's the idea that I'm entitled to this because, man, I've got a diploma. Look at what I should have, and I'm not getting it. No, you're not going to get it because you've got an accredited diploma or an unaccredited diploma. You're going to get it because you go after it with all of your heart and apply yourself and do right and get God's blessing on a good work ethic and a good study habit. You know what? You'll do just maybe, just maybe, there's another Frank Gordy sitting in this school. So I just said, Lord, what do you want me to do tonight? I was so up against the wall about what to say tonight on Pilot's Night. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to come to the platform. I'm going to tell our folks that I believe in the education that's being given here at Faith Baptist Academy. And I understand you come out of here without an unaccredited diploma. But that's no excuse, Buster. All of your I can't is just a reflection on your lack of effort. I know maybe y'all don't like that, but really don't care tonight. Because I see a few of you men out there nodding your heads a little bit. It's called rolling up your sleeves and going. There's some of you fellows sitting in pretty good, decent paying jobs who don't even have a college education. But you work for it.
And I can't have it. And I can't. I wasted my time. And I can't. And I'm a credit school.
You say you're in the flesh? Probably. But I'm having a good time being in the flesh. Talked to one of our graduates tonight. I said, "You're still pursuing your degree?" He said, "Yes, sir." Not in school this semester. I was in school last semester. I'm saving money. I'll be back in school next semester. I'm still after it. He'll get it. Not sitting around moaning,
"Man, I'm in credit, ain't it?"
He's got a work ethic. Goes to work every day. Does a good job. Gets his fingernails dirty. He'll make it. There's a fire burning in his heart. Amen? It's called desire. It's called desire. I want these young people to be successful. And I don't think for one minute that they're being hindered. I don't know. I shouldn't even. Is it possible to come out of homeschool with an accredited diploma? You'd be shocked to know what some of these homeschool graduates are doing. It's not called an accredited diploma, hot dog. It's called work. It's called study. It's called schedule. It's called go to bed before 2 a.m. so I can be ready for tomorrow's test. I better stop because I'm really going to get myself in trouble here. Whew, that felt good to get that off my chest. And I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that. I'm just tired of it. For our teachers, where are you? Dawn Reardon, Sharon, and the elementary school teachers, and Brother Bragg, and Brother Hall, all the folks that have worked here over these years, I'm sick of it for their sake. Sick of it for their sake. I'm sick of it for the sake of those who donate money out of their pocket every year so kids can go to our school and have some of the. You talk about the height of ungratefulness. Let me tell you, Buster, what you need to do. Hit an altar and weep your way back to good fellowship with God. You know, maybe things will turn around in your life. That is ungrateful to the core. Get busy, get to work, get a schedule, have desire, let something burn in your heart, and friend, you'll get somewhere in life, unaccredited or accredited. That's the honest truth. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Father, will you please help us? Would you please put something in the hearts of our young people, whether they're in public school, homeschool, Christian school here or somewhere else. God, put something in the hearts of our young people that's called desire, that burns, that just, Lord, just simmers inside their soul. Give them a work ethic. Give them a persevering spirit. Give them a grit. Give them some grit in their crawl, Lord, to work and study and prepare and get after it. Not, Lord, to take the easy road of blaming things, God, for what they feel like they can't get, that they're entitled to. God, give us, I pray, young people coming out of here with a heart to learn, work, serve, prepare, do whatever it takes work-wise to accomplish their goals in this life. God, bless their efforts. May they stay right with you. And I'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Ladies, a brief song of invitation. Amen.